The Salt Lake Airport is primarily a Delta hub, which means nonstop flights are available to many domestic and international destinations. This convenience tends to keep ticket prices higher, according to Nancy Vollmer, the airport's communication director.
With the new airport that we recently opened, and when we open up phase two, we'll have the ability to attract some new airlines. And so when you bring in new airlines, that typically will impact the airfares that are being charged.
The new renovations will also bring in new international airlines, which should increase competition between airlines. Austin is an employee in the revenue department of a major U.S. carrier and says the competition between airlines is attentive.
In terms of pricing, it's a pretty rigorous competition. It's pretty cutthroat in pricing. I see, like, somebody can put something in, and then domestically, internationally, we will match that pretty quickly if we think we should be matching it.
According to Austin, the two major factors that play into the airfares are the marketplace and the competition between airlines.
It depends on if it's a low-cost carrier or one of the older carriers or like a Delta, United, American, or whoever's adding a route that can affect what the pricing ends up in that market, even if there is competition on that route.
Reporting with Utah Public Radio, I'm Bailey Kern.